When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Tuesday. Nebraska volleyball wins last night in four sets
against
Kentucky. I actually watched the match, part of the match at least last night. Huskers lost set two, won sets 1, 3, and 4. They take them down in four last night, so 1-0 start to the season. But this morning, Sip, you walk in. And your first words were this. Politely, you said, "Young Ben, would you please fetch me a pie?"
Because we have pies from JJ's.
Leftover pies. Thanks to Bill and Mr. Preston.
Tom
Preston, who mailed those in.
And we have leftover. I mean, I don't know what we call them, leftover.
They're not really leftover. They're just bonus pies.
Bonus pies.
And the first thing you said was, "Young Ben, fetch me a pie." It was politely said.
I think he said please. I think you said please.
There's probably a please in there.
Would you please fetch me a pie?
Yeah.
I started thinking about those pies.
And you're already through one pie.
Yeah.
Is there a chance you might go two pies?
I'm gonna try not to. Yeah. But
why? Why?
Just restraint. You know, it's a lot of sugar.
I'm just telling you, those pies are incredible. And it brought up goes back to Bill's Thrills. It all goes back to Bill's Thrills. Yes, better times.
Jim's Devoto, a better time.
Yeah, Jim's Devoto, a better time.
Landmark day.
That's a
great time.
Those pies are really good, and yeah, they are really good.
How many have you had so far? Since yet three total or two?
I don't know. Three. Yeah, three. There was a time, and I didn't give Missing Tooth Greg full credit on this. I should have. For some reason, he had got me a bunch of those pies a few weeks ago. And it was a glorious time. You have them in your refrigerator. You get up at night, you know, 3 a.m. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Let's do this.
It's that part of the pie. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Have it, the whole pie. One of those cherry pies in milk, you know, white milk. It doesn't get much better than that.
So yesterday, again, you had Ben reserve three pies to hide for you specifically. So those
That was Bill's idea.
That was Bill's idea. Okay,
yeah,
you hid them.
Yeah, that was
Bill's idea. And then there's five extra pies on the table, which you then ranked in pie order. Favorite.
Bella asked, what's the situation and who did this? So Steve did it, and he put it in a pie order, what he felt was the best. First to last.
Blueberry was first.
Yeah. It was an exciting day because of Preston.
Yeah, it was. Very exciting.
It was. You got a box. You got a box of pies.
It appears as if the pies are gone. The five pies.
I don't know where the pies went.
Yeah, I don't see
them. They're over there.
The bonus pies.
Oh.
We know that your
hidden pies are still hidden. Yours are safe. You got two more after the one you had this morning. The five over there, no idea where they went. Either eaten or taken.
Are those some of the five? Those are some of the five, right?
Some of the five, right? Okay. Yeah. They're not gone yet. That's good.
Yeah. Ben, I did see Ben hide those yesterday, and it was a genius hiding place. I really give credit to young Ben, although I do look at Ben differently right now because of the web of lies.
There's more to the web of lies today.
So Bill walks in, and I told him.
I'm taken aback.
I said, Bill, Ben just told me some things before he walked in that you're going to be concerned about.
He shouldn't
about.
Be telling us
And this is about coaching, as you would assume. Yes. Now, young Ben is, of course, coaching second graders in flag football.
Flag football.
He looked at the forecast for tomorrow night, said, ooh, 50% chance of rain, might not have to coach tomorrow night.
Oh, he's hoping there's no game because there's rain.
Don't we should
let's
discuss
not
this
forget
on air.
That he also canceled practice because of heat the other day.
Too hot for the kids.
Too hot.
He said he rescheduled the next day, but he canceled. You know, kids
he's
got to
be upset now. You can't. Don't share
there's
everything.
There's been nothing going on with coaching. Still has not asked me a coaching question.
Nope.
What if Ben was like, "Well, what are you going to do when you get done with school, Ben?" Well, I'm doing an internship at the Journal Star.
And you did yeah,
Steve about that? No, I'm not. There's no reason for that.
I'd be hurt by that.
Yeah, I'd be hurt. It could happen. Anyway, Ben's trying to get out of coaching now, and he's got that going.
Yep. Too hot. Might rain. Ah, don't
remember
today. It's
remember,
too bad.
Why don't you just go over there?
Do you actually
coach?
Love the
just
profession?
Remember,
Ben
went on. Ben doesn't like being outside. Does not like being outside. He went to vacation in Colorado. Did you go for any hikes? No.
He didn't say that.
There was no.
He said that.
Did nothing. Why is that? Well, there's no internet service on the trails. And so he did not go on any. He did nothing outside. He was in Colorado for 10 days in the middle of summer. Did not do one thing outside.
It's not true. We got to get him a mic to defend himself. Ben. Anyway.
So there's the update on Ben's coaching. He looks forward to coaching a game not in the rain, but yes. In the rain.
Hey, is this honestly, is this supposed to rain? Is that what you're saying?
It's a chance of rain tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Okay. Chance, 50%.
I don't like that. Gigi's dancing.
Outside?
What's that? Well, yeah.
High school football. High school
no, they're in the dome. No, that's right. They're probably in the dome that we have.
Well, she could have been dancing at the Lead Center.
Yeah, the Lead Center. No, it's football season.
Okay.
Yes, it's football season.
So, yeah, and you will go to that game.
I will not.
Oh, you will not?
I will not be.
Because you have other obligations.
I'll talk
He's
about
got
them.
Things to do.
Things going
Zip,
on.
He's a busy
you have
man.
Other obligations.
Yes, breaking news at 7. Okay. I have breaking news at 7.
Okay, breaking news
this
at 7
This makes me
o'clock.
Nervous. Should I be nervous?
That is significant news.
Should I be nervous?
No.
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 Okay.
No. Breaking news at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Today.
Anything else? Idle chit-chat for you guys at all?
Just worked yesterday, Jake. A lot of work.
Busy day.
Yeah.
Grinding.
Yeah.
Was there media?
Yeah, there was.
We'll get to that here in a second.
Nice.
Yes,
okay.
we got some media.
Bill, there was media. I did make it to Planet Fitness.
Okay, get the workout in.
No. Can I share something?
Please do.
I think, did I tell Bill that have I told this story about the guy that's bigger than Tony Finotti?
Yes.
In great detail yesterday.
Yes. Yesterday, actually, on this very
yes.
show.
Incline bench, four plates. Yep, did the whole thing. Very happy.
He's a very kind guy.
Yeah,
very
yes.
nice. That we heard about
yesterday, we covered the entire story.
I can't get over it. He puts four plates on one side and then just reps
was
it.
Was he
like
inclining
it.
Again yesterday? You might want to tell him to change his sets up a little bit.
No. Come on.
If he just does nothing but incline every
different
day.
Different muscles here today.
Yeah. No, I didn't talk to him. All
are
right.
You scared?
Move
are you,
on.
Are you scared of him?
No. He's a... kind nice soul. You can tell he's a kind soul.
Is he a breaker?
I don't think so.
Bill the Breaker is the program that we try to do with people who aren't breakers.
He wears a Washington cap, which...
Like Commanders?
No, Washington Huskies.
Oh, Huskies. Yeah. Gotcha.
So I wonder if he's an ex-Huskies. That's what I wonder. I mean, almost has to be... I hate to typecast people, but he almost has to be a former lineman.
Well, why would you not just? You have to ask his former lineman to say, "What's your affiliation with Washington?"
Yeah, you,
they had a great year
come
last
in from
year.
Washington?
And what's your take on Kalen DeBoer going to Alabama? What's your
it's
thoughts?
A simple there? Intro yeah. right there.
That's a simple segue.
He just lays
Bill,
it out
simple
there for
segue.
You.
Don't
on
help,
a t- it's on
Bill's
a
helping
team
me
for
through
you.
Life. If
yes.
you go on a plane, you don't have to sit. You don't have to talk to the person next to you. You're just fine. You're just fine.
Put your headphones in and
God, that changed. Thing. That was life altering for me.
Had a great picture the other day that was sent. It was, I think we were all in it somehow via Twitter of the chairs, the massage chairs.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's right.
In. Yes.
I was did
the,
see that.
The Omaha Airport.
That's another yeah. one.
Yeah.
Just sit there.
Just sit there. Enjoy yourself.
Now, it's not like you very see, didn't, did you say you don't see people doing that?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever seen anybody get in the massage chair at the airport or getting their shoes shine?
Oh, yeah. You see, I see the
I
shoe
haven't
shine.
Seen that for a very long time.
But yeah, not no. I guess I now that you mention it, it's probably like 1997. Yeah.
Okay, well, just like yesterday, 1997. Apparently,
yeah, I hadn't seen a shoe shine in a while. I wish I had some idle chit chat. I don't.
You just worked.
Yeah, yesterday was kind of a boring day because of work.
It was same. Yeah, same.
Yeah, I didn't get out much, and I covered the Tony Finotti story. So no, I got nothing.
Gotcha.
All right. Well.
He's bigger than Tony Finotti. That's the other thing. He's bigger.
That's a big,
huge,
big person.
I've got nothing.
Okay.
Oh, come on. What about Gigi?
There's nothing. Well, we already talked about it. She's dancing. It's a big day tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, when the rain is concerning.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Yep.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yes. They have homecoming the next weekend, which I've never heard of.
That's early. That's very early.
Game two is early.
Game two is homecoming.
Late September, early October for homecoming.
How is that even possible? How do you elect the homecoming king and queen at? What do you do?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, there you go. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care.
Please Andrew.
Call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. All right, Sip, you were busy because there's media. Yesterday. Marcus Satterfield, Tony White spoke yesterday after practice.
Yes.
And there's several things discussed. But what hit you hard yesterday? Well, anything hit you hard yesterday?
Yeah, we're going to get to the thing that really stood out to me at 7.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just do a quick tease. And that was what Marcus Satterfield was saying about Harburg, which Heinrich Harburg, which kind of knocked me off the chair a little bit that he was saying it. But now there's some people have a theory as to why he was doing that, why he was saying what he was saying. They did award black shirts, it was kind of anticlimactic because of the single digit, you know, the guys that have single digits, you knew they were black shirts. Nash, black shirt. Jamari Butler, black shirt. These are all single digit guys. Isaac Gifford, black shirt. Marquise Buford, black shirt. John Bullock, black shirt. Tommy Hill, black shirt. All single digits. Malcolm Hartsog, black shirt. Deshaun Singleton, black shirt. Ty Robinson. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys in single digits. So you knew they were going to be black shirts. Then plus two other starters, Bayer and Sherman. So there's 11. And then they did a 12th, Cameron Linhart. So Cameron Linhart was the
12 black shirts.
Yeah, 12 black shirts. So that was, but it was anticlimactic, not just in that you already knew. I'm never going to downplay the black shirt day. It's big day for the kids, Bill, right?
Huge day.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Huge.
No, I'm not kidding. And yeah, it is. So, you know, you hear some guys go, oh, you know who they were. What's the big deal? Well, it's still a big deal to them. Just because it's not a big deal.
Was there any form of presentation?
They did it. I think they do, you know, they kind of do it always the same way. In recent years anyway, just put them in the locker.
In the locker.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've seen, sometimes there's been former local black shirts that have come back. You know, Jason Peter.
Jay.
Foreman, you know, Jay. And them. There's several that are still around.
That might have happened, but if it did, I don't know about it. But it was, they're definitely in the lockers, and it's never a small thing in the program, Jake. So don't play it down.
I'm not playing it down.
I know you're not.
What was that?
Jake playing it down.
I'm the one that's anti-black shirt release.
Bill's going to push back on the black shirts.
Words in all of our mouths.
I was being facetious.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
I was being facetious. All right. I'm going to consult my notebook on this.
Well,
I mean, the thing that I wrote about was Dylan. I'll just go to that. Okay.
What about Dylan?
Well, Dylan, there were interesting comments about Dylan, and then Dylan's really smooth and poised and polished at the podium.
Well,
smooth, polished, and poised at the podium.
That's an impressive trait at that age.
Yeah,
true freshman.
Today, yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the moment that Satterfield knew he was the guy at quarterback?
I kind of do, because that was the key quote of the day.
Here's Marcus Satterfield yesterday when the moment he knew that Dylan Raiola was the starting quarterback at Nebraska.
There was a bunch of moments. I think throughout the competition, all the guys had really, you know, had good days. There wasn't really a lot of bad days, but just the overall movement of the offense, the understanding of the offense, just the way that he operated the offense, I think, you know, it was pretty clear that he was the guy.
Stop it. That was the quote of the day. I mean, it wasn't – that was critical. Now, it's always an interesting conversation with this quarterback competition, because you get people with various ranges of knowledge of the situation. And, okay, so when Satterfield says just the way he operated the offense, I think it was pretty clear he was the guy. Some people are going to say, oh, really? No duh. Yeah, no crap. Big revelation. okay, yeah, that's kind of the camp I'm in, actually. But there's still a lot of people that would ask me, is he winning that job? You know, I'm like, it's over. But then Rule would come out.
Put some doubt into it.
Yeah.
Right? He put some doubt into the situation.
Yeah.
Made you think a little bit more.
I think what was my read on it is what was going on is a lot of the people behind the scenes, like even the coaching staff, assistant coaches, were like, he's Dylan's the guy. But there still had to be a competition, and Rule made sure there was a competition.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Out of respect for just the notion of competition, right, but also out of respect for Heinrich Harburg and Daniel Kalen and then Jalen Gramstad and whoever else is on the quarterback roster, there has to be legit competition. I think now you could push back, Bill, and say, well, there wasn't last year. They just named Jeff Sims. Remember, guys?
Yeah.
Jeff Sims went to Big Ten Media Days as the starting quarterback.
Right.
That's before August. I mean, that's in late July.
It was telling.
Yeah.
It's pretty telling.
They named him the quarterback. So maybe some of it was, we're not going to do that again. You know, we're gonna have a competition. So I don't know. I mean, that's Dylan. I thought that was the quote of the day. Just the way he operated the offense, I think it was pretty clear he was the guy. But Rule still wanted him to clean up some things in the pocket, clean up his footwork that Bill understands. I guess I sort of understand that part, but I'm not a quarterback's coach. Bill was a quarterback, so he naturally understands all the nuances of the position, right?
Which will be in the book.
I can't wait for that book.
Yeah, Bill's book? Bill's thrills and quarterback play.
Better times.
What can we expect this book,
I think,
Bill?
The book should be called Better Times. A life
1980s. 1980s quarterback play in the East Husker Conference, Class C1.
I'd read the book.
Nuances.
You hear a lot about Duke in that book, I'm
sure. I think there probably should be two books.
We'll talk about
Better
the huddle.
Better Times, and then your football book.
Football book. Do both.
Call the book Better Times. I don't think that.
Let's sell four copies, and maybe them all be family.
No.
Oh, we buy one. Make it five.
I think you got to do a book called Better Times. That's what I really believe.
Simple as that.
Yeah. So then Dylan doesn't come with any juicy stuff. You know, Dylan is that very polished guy. But he was good. He expressed all this gratitude, you know, called his mom. When Rule told him Wednesday, it was a brief conversation. Rule said, hey, congratulations, you're the starter. And that was about it. That was about it. But it was emotional, he said, it was emotional for him, Dylan. Called his mom, called his dad, called his brother and sister. He does all the right stuff, you know. He credited Kalen and Heinrich. But, you know. It was, like I said, it was not. Rule said it. You guys make it a big deal. It wasn't that big of a deal in house. I don't know. Stuff's still kind of interesting to me at this late stage of my life.
There was yesterday some news regarding the roster for Nebraska football.
Yeah.
In the morning, a very big surprise addition of a former four-star tight end, Mac Markway, who came from LSU.
Are you familiar with that name, Bill?
I am not. No, and I didn't even know anything that he was from LSU until much later. I saw the story, did not know he was from LSU. So he's in the portal?
No, this is the interesting thing, and this is what I'd like to address with
Bill. How did this go down?
Please help out, Tip.
He just left LSU's camp and enrolled at Nebraska. Yeah. Didn't go into the portal, which I think... might be, I just wonder if he would be like setting a trend in that way. You don't have to go in the portal. You can just go somewhere else.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know the exact rules now, and it's changing. I don't either. In my opinion, he's a non-eligible player right now.
I think he's eligible.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that is shocking to me. So you could have someone in camp at UTEP all the way until this week, and he can come over and be in your camp right now and be eligible to play against UTEP?
He's enrolled. I don't know if he's...
Yeah, if he can play this year, then this can open up a big can of worms.
That's the whole concept of the portal, is when you can actually legally be contacted, I guess.
But, I will read what Steve Wiltfong of...
Please do.
But I don't know. I don't have this answer. I really don't.
On three. Steve Wiltfong.
Missed it.
Our national writer. Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
He's waiting for the huts.
Yeah, I'll let you do that one.
He is expected to practice on Tuesday. That was yesterday. Yeah, he was expected to practice. From what I've heard, that he could play. Now, I don't know if he will. He did play one season in Baton Rouge. But yeah, that he was about to enter his sophomore season for the Tigers. And then left the camp. And so in 2023, he appeared in 12 games and made one start, caught three passes for 16 yards and a touchdown.
If he's able to play this year, this is a big story going forward for next season, for any season upcoming. If this is legal, you can just, leave your camp, go somewhere else and play somewhere else that same year.
I will tell you that I'm under the impression that he can, but it's odd. He's enrolled at Nebraska. This is why I know. He's enrolled and he's practicing. And he didn't go in the portal. Just left camp. Just left LSU and went to Nebraska, which I guess if you're a player, it doesn't sound like a bad thing to do to me. Like, you don't have to go in the portal. Just go to the other school. No. Don't tell anybody.
I don't have the facts on it. I really don't. I know in the past.
That's all I know right there. Yeah, I told you what I know.
Yeah, I don't have the facts on, because it'd be interesting if you were the backup quarterback at school A and school B, their starter gets hurt like 2 weeks into camp.
And you go.
And you're just going, I'm going to go over there.
Right.
And all of a sudden I can just leave and depart. Or to have someone, like I said, can you imagine that somebody, like I said, right now for – all of a sudden, it's Georgia playing Clemson, mm-hmm. and someone just leaves the Clemson team right now, mm-hmm. was in camp, and can go over to them, practice. Then also, let's go over the game plan. No. I mean, let me tell you what Georgia's doing.
It's
Here's
about
their plan.
Bizarre. It's bizarre. I told those guys that. Like, now wait a second. So you're telling me that now you can leave a school in season? So now we're doing that. Now we're leaving in season and going to another school?
Because I would imagine in most places, well, he may have left for a school start. The one question I would wonder, where there's always a little bit of a way to move around it, is if he was a walk-on. I know he's a four-star, but maybe he was one of those NIL never mm-hmm. signed a scholarship.
Okay.
And there is, if you're a walk-on, you have more freedom because you're not under any sort of nothing binding to you. You don't sign in a letter of intent and stuff. So that would be something also that would come up. We had times when we had players transfer from Utah to Utah State and were instantly eligible, back when they weren't eligible to transfer, but they were because they were walk-on at Utah. They could go to Utah State and still be a walk-on or even a scholarship and be legal to play.
That stuff is weird.
Without a year.
That stuff is weird.
But I've never had one come in that was in he was in the 105 at LSU.
And then goes to Nebraska and is eligible.
Now, I will say this. I can find out. I have connections.
Now, here's the thing. I think we should cease the conversation until we know, and Rule will address it tomorrow. I mean, it'll be addressed tomorrow by the head coach. I mean, it was interesting enough. One thing that was interesting to me is Satterfield said, I just found out today or yesterday. You know, he didn't even know. He's the tight ends coach.
Direct position right there.
Yeah, there's a lot we don't know, and that the head coach will clear up tomorrow, and instead of stumbling our way through the conversation, we'll get the answers tomorrow.
It also sounds as if, like I said, you've lost nothing. I mean, it's like, who knows what was promised or what is not promised, but it might be, come on out. You have a scholarship? No. You want to come out? I have no idea how all that stuff is done behind don't know any of that stuff either. So it's an interesting story. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
But it would be,
there's a lot we don't know, though.
Right now, right now if one of the quarterbacks transferred today to UTEP? You'd be going like, well, this is really odd because now they know, okay, what's the game plan? Well, let me walk you through it. Here's exactly what's going on. Oh, here's any injuries? Yeah, here's what's going on right here. Here's any problems with the team? Yeah, maybe this. And what's the best part about him? This. I mean, it'd be incredible.
I think it's incredible even if it's not an opponent. I think it's just incredible that you can leave a camp, go to somebody else's camp. Oh, you just switch teams.
Now,
this just feels – the more – okay, I'm not – college football is wildly popular right now, but the more this stuff happens, the more it feels like a wild basketball to me.
Now, we saw, though, again, we mentioned this before, but 6 years ago at Nebraska, it happened. Tristan Jebbia left the week of the first game and went to Oregon State. He could not play at Oregon State, but he did leave during the week of the first game, Monday.
That's what I'm saying. That's where I'm concerned. I have a hard time believing that he would be an eligible player to build a play. That'd be the only thing I would say.
But, I mean, he could still practice, though, right? Practice. He could practice. And you would practice, right, even though you're not
absolutely
eligible. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So let's table this one.
It was important to mention that because it was significant news yesterday.
Mac Markway left the LSU program earlier this month. He's now enrolled at Nebraska. Mac Markway, tight end.
That's right.
Was a four-star tight end. Could be Nebraska's second-best tight end. Just saying. All right, what else from yesterday?
Tony White.
Marcus Satterfield. You got any audio?
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
What?
I'll get this one. How does, you talked about Dylan Raiola in terms of from Satterfield. Tony White was asked, how does Raiola challenge the defense when he is at quarterback? Here's Tony White yesterday on Dylan Raiola himself.
Oh, he every which way, for as much as he can throw the ball in the different concepts and all that stuff and keeping everybody, in tune all the time because he can roll out one way, throw it back, against the grain, all that kind of stuff. Dylan's smart. Like he extends plays. And I think one of the things that we wanted to work on last year, especially was the off script plays, the guy scrambling around and then finding throws down the field, And so got a lot of practice at that with him running back there and all the quarterbacks doing that to us. So, it's going to be fun to watch him,
Bill talked about that yesterday. I think you will see that from Dylan more, plays that break down a little bit. He doesn't take off and run. He just keeps his eyes down the field. Finds guys. There's plenty of guys to find now. So that's a big element. I thought it was interesting what he said about Sierra Wright and that other corner position. And the part that is interesting to me, they do this, they've done this a few times where they talk about the standards at Nebraska, and it really sounds like a dig at USC. Like, just listen and see what you think.
Yeah, I mean that's the program. He's put in a lot of work, especially to catch up to the guys and all that stuff. And he's done a nice job still growing, still understanding the way things are done here and the way things were done at his old place are completely different, right? And one of the things that about Sierra is he was told, and I think is coming to fruition, is that when you come here, you're going to be the best version of yourself. You're going to be the most accountable version of yourself, the biggest, strongest, fastest version of yourself, and then we're going to hold you accountable on the grass. Because I remember recruiting him in high school, and he was one of the top athletes in the country, And so we've messed up that process along the way at his first wherever he was, And then now it's like kind of like a restart for him. And it's fun to watch him understand, like, okay, this place is different, the standards, the accountability. Hey, if I'm supposed to be at a certain weight, if I'm supposed to be at a certain hydration, if I'm supposed to be wherever I'm supposed to be ready to go, like, it's just different. And it's fun to watch young men see it and really take to it. So,
yeah, other corner, he's talking about that other corner spot, Sierra Wright, the player who came from USC. He'll be a backup because Marcus Buford won that job. But yeah, I mean, that I guess I don't know if it's really taking digs at USC, but they always talk about the standards being so much different.
So much different, he said that.
Yeah, and that's the second or third time I've heard that. Anyway,
we'll get more into the Harbor conversation with Satterfield at 7 o'clock. Before we get to break, though, Sip, I know you devoured a pie this morning, but you seem a little hungry still over there.
Well, I'm definitely still hungry.
Okay, well. You should go to Early Bird because
the bird.
Yeah,
right now.
You could. They open up in 1 minute at 6:30. They open
That's
up their
open.
Doors. Yeah, they got breakfast burritos. They've got chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered
chicken fried steak. They've got a variety of pancake options as well as the famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
My voice is not like you guys.
That was solid. That was good.
I'm like Chris Christopherson. You guys are like Johnny Cash.
Wow.
Can I be Johnny Cash?
Yeah. You are Johnny Cash.
Thank you.
You
wear
black. I'll be Waylon then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Waylon.
Okay.
You'd be great. You look like Waylon.
Thank you. I'll take
you. Remind me of Waylon. I'd just like to know what the variety of pancakes are other than the cinnamon ones. Like what?
They got blueberry.
Do they?
They got a French toast pancake also. Does that sound good? French toast pancake.
No, the blueberry
pancakes.
How's
that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good, but the blueberry pancakes sound real.
They're open every single day, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Breakfast, brunch, and lunch.
Can we please get maybe some breakers to text in on who will be coming to town and who will attend breakfast?
Yeah,
at the Bird
for the game.
They're coming in. They're going to be here Thursday night for the premiere on Friday. Will they go on Sunday? Well, maybe they'll stay over and go on Sunday.
I don't know why you would.
Yeah, they can get a Busch Light if they want one.
You sure? Cocktails or yes. Busch Light? Yeah. That sounds great.
Send
to
Bill
me.
Screenshots. Bill okay. likes screenshots.
Yes, and he'll send
them all. You're screenshots.
Be nice. You go in there, get yourself a nice omelet and an old fashioned. Yeah,
that's
perfect.
How you start the day.
Have a vodka martini, dirty. And then let's have some hash holes.
It sounds good.
Yeah,
it's really perfect
does.
Morning.
Perfect morning.
19th and K. Plus, early bird.
I'll have margarita rocks, and then I'll try the oatmeal.
Start with the drink.
Sound good.
It's early incredible. Bird. 19th and K. Sean Callahan next. An early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.